4IQ. 7J. Come in 4IQ.
Jay, good morning. Sir John, thought I'd say hello.
Oh, okay. I didn't know which beer was calling me. I had had the elephant over on the 285. Checked in there as well. But anyway, how you doing?
Just had to take a trip to the dump, so I'm on my way back there, and I got to drop off the trailer, and then I got a small little hour and a half paint job to do on a guy's deck, touch up for him, so I'm going to do that this morning, and that's about it. How you guys doing?
Really pretty morning this morning. Got up a little bit before dark and had a couple cups of coffee. And then walk Toby, normal route. that's always fun. I enjoy that. And then right now we're headed over to the Y for the water exercise class. And then after that, I spent some time over at Lowe's. I got some things I want to do. I'm gonna put a wire mesh gutter guard on the gutter that's. Runs along the front of my garage. Had one on there, but it's a long story. But anyway, so I'm going to do it myself. But I'm going to experiment first, though, with about maybe 10 feet of it, see how it works. I've got a particular idea what I want to do. But do that, and the other thing is I got to buy some batteries Well, for this car, I'm in the Escape, and it's about time to replace those batteries. Over.
Gutter guards, I bought some from actually Home Depot. I had to order them online. They're very thin aluminum, and I put those up last year, and went up there this year to see how they did, and they worked really well. So, They sell them online at Home Depot if you can't find what you're looking for at Lowe's. But the ones that I bought fit kind of from under the shingle into the gutter, more or less. So it just rolls right off and the water goes in and the rest of it stays out. And they seem to work pretty good.
Well, I don't have shingles. I've got that metal roof. And I had... kind of a grate that was supposed to have been placed under the shingles. Well, the people that did the metal roof really screwed up, and they left all kinds of trash in the gutters, and it was clogging it up. I mean, screws, shavings, everything. But they put a gutter guard over it, and I couldn't get in there and get them out, so I had to remove them, and it basically destroyed them when I did that. So I've got another way of doing it. I think it's going to work, and I'll still be able to get those off eventually if I have to clean them. But it's not like people doing things wrong.
Well, these come off if needed to. It sounds like trailer into the drop.
Back underneath the metal that's just screwed tight on there. It's just so. But anyway, you're getting a little scratchy. A little scratchy, matter of fact, I can't even hear you. So hope your paint job goes well this morning. And then you get home and do some things you want to do. I suspect I'll be busy all day. I'll also be continuing to pull out weeds out of my mulched in area, which I love that. I don't mind yard work. As a matter of fact, I kind of enjoy it. I don't mind cutting grass, but I despise pulling weeds. I hate that. And we get a lot of crabgrass and centipede. Centipede comes from the lawn. But spent about 4 days, a couple weeks ago, pulling them. I got to go back and get some areas that I missed. But that's the joy of home ownership. You're probably not hearing me, so I'm going to go ahead and say 73s to you. You have a nice day, Bob. Thanks for the call. Indy 7J and 4IQ.
Don't know if you're hearing me, but I was actually back in the trailer. And have a good one. We'll catch you again. N4IQ, ND7J, 73.
For VWA, mobile.